Okay, so we 2 weeks from Rosh Hashanah, less than 2 weeks from Rosh Hashanah, Be'ezrat Hashem. Elul is already half finished. And perhaps we should think about Elul a little bit, think about what we're doing and what you need to think about. With your permission, otherwise we can do it for the moment. I don't mind.
No.
Just we try to put a little bit of input in here. We heard what the Mashgiach said last week of Aldik Shkoch God. So the two Nosei, we maybe only see the one today, maybe we'll look at the second one tomorrow. First one I heard from Rav Pinkus, that's all. It was a ma'od, ma'od, practical, ma'od choshuv, and ma'od liberating. If you look at the days that are waiting, that are ahead of us, so we start with Rosh Hashanah, then we have a Sarei Meitshuva, we have Yom Kippur, then we have the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then we have Sukkot, and then we have Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Those are the days. Wonderful days that are waiting for us. The Bali Machshava, the Bali Musa explained that Rosh Hashanah, Asari Mei Tshuva, Yom Kippur are days of Yira. Are days of avoiding Yerushalayim. Yom Adin, Tshuva, from Motzi Yom Kippur, the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're already starting to shift into what's called Ava. Days of Ava, Sukkot. The Rizal says Sukkah is a hag. A Sukkah needs two walls and a little piece and a tefach. The Rizal said that's your arm. The two walls and the tefach. That's Hashem hag. The Rizal. Sukkah is a hag. Hoshana Rabbah is a kiss. We use the rovers. The rovers are the lips. The rovers is giving Hashem a kiss. Kaviyachol. Then we have Simchas Torah where we dance with the Sefer Torah, which is an expression of Hashem. You don't mind dancing with Hashem. That's Ani L'doidi, L'doidi need the ultimate expression of that. So first we have Yira, and then we shift into Ava. But the question is, so what's Elul? Elul is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. That's only after Yom Kippur. The Ava only starts after Yom Kippur. Why is Elul, which is a Achana for Rosh Hashanah, because that's what it is, it's a Achana for Rosh Hashanah. Why is that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li? Why is that Ava? The preparation for Yira should be avoided in Yerushalayim, not in Ava. Yadakasha, we're born to Yadakasha because it's part of what disturbs us about Elul. We got conflicting messages about Elul. We are about people fainting. We are about pachad. We are about mitzachini. We are about ani the doidi doidi de over the frail of Elul. You know what is that? The simcha of Elul. What is going on here? It's a mistader. So we all know that Rosh Hashanah, Asari Mei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur are very serious days. It's a serious business. It's not a game. It's not a joke. There's a lot at stake. We know how much Tzoros Klal Yisrael is in. You know that it's going to stop. If you know it's 11 o'clock at night, the guard's going to carry us for 3 hours. Stop being sick. Get upset. This business of Rosh Hashanah of Yom Adin is a serious day. There's a lot at stake. Klalin's in a lot of tzoros. We've got lots of problems, personal problems, panasa, hell, kids, shiduchim, shalom. Serious problems. And we know that a lot of it determined in these days. These are the days when this is the story. And we all know that however much we prepare, and we have to prepare. A person has to do tshuva. We have to do tshuva in whatever areas. We have to speak less lashon hara. We have to learn more. We have to have less bittul Torah, less dvarim b'tehillim. We have to whatever. Brachos of more kavana. We have to take life more seriously. We have to give more tzedakah. We have to have more shalom in our lives. Choshuv, important things. I'm not predicting any of it. But we all know that when you come to Rosh Hashanah, how well prepared are we really? How well prepared are we really? Chaim Salavavan says that for the smallest chesed Hashem did for you, if I find the smallest chesed that Hashem did for you, you cannot pay back Hashem for the smallest chesed, even if you do it, you'll serve him, I can't remember, for 10 lifetimes. spend the rest of your life only being over Hashem and doing nothing else. You wouldn't have paid him back for one of the small shots that he does for us. So we know that you need an enormous amount of Siyata Dishmaya to get through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You're going to do it on your own. Do whatever you can. If only you have to do whatever you can. But we know that that falls very, very short of what we really need to do. Anybody come away from Yom Kippur feeling, Boch Hashem, I was crazy, but sure, I think of everything. I call taking care of Hashem. You can just sit back. I'm doing this all myself. I've got it coming. Who ever felt that? We'll talk about Yom Kippur later. You actually did do that, but only with enormous, enormous Siyata Dishmaya. See, Yom Kippur, we'll deal with the Siyata Dishmaya when we get to Yom Kippur. But Koidam Kol, trying to understand what Elul is. It's not too late, but it is later than we think. You know, all that halfway out of Elul. So if Pinkas used a marshal, you can make up your own marshal. There are many mashalim for this. I just happen to like his one, and I've used it for years. The Nifl of a Noira. You ever seen a kid who's trying to cross the road? We've used this marshal in other areas. You ever seen a kid kind of cross the road, and the cars and the buses are whizzing with a little six-year-old standing, and he's not having a happy day? But he comes up to you. In Yiddish, it sounds much nicer. He comes up to you, and he says in Yiddish, "Kenst mi crossing?" They're so sweeter. Can you please help me get across the road? So you can wait for everything to be clear. You have a look and tell the kid, okay, you can go now. Or you can take the kid by the hand and you walk him across the road. Yeah. Imagine you're standing on a highway. Big highway, I don't know. Ocean Parkway or whatever. Yeah, the middle of the night, and the cars are whizzing and whizzing. You know, it's three lanes, 6 lanes, and the cars are whizzing, and it's dark at night, and they're driving without their headlights. Try and imagine, use your imagination for what it's meant to be used for. It's a very powerful tool. You see, the other thing I want to talk about, you'll see in the Siddur Yesharim, how powerful this prayer for Dimyon is. Used properly. Speak about that a little bit later. So you're standing there trying to get across the road. What are you going to do? Impossible. Wait, take a taxi. You're trying to cross the road. You don't have money for a taxi. Take a taxi. Take a taxi. That's not in the marshal. You'll see it's similar. It could be similar, but there's something better you can do. Yeah. Okay. So you get the marshal. Rosh Hashanah is like trying to cross the road. And it's dark, and the car's driving without headlights. I mean, there's a lot of problems we have. A lot of sakonas. A lot of things can happen. People lose money. People make money, God forbid, also sometimes. Also can destroy their lives. There was a famous maaser by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. There was a Yid who had a yacht site on Kisovo. He wanted an aliyah. The Gabba had a look, and he said, "This guy's got a chiv. This guy, the only aliyah I can give you is a tochocha." He said, "The tochocha?" He said, "Oh, Reb Chaim Shani, if you can take the tochocha." So I went to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, "No, you shouldn't take it." He said, "What? Oh, he said, a mitzvah on his gokim. Getting Ali in the Torah is a mitzvah. I shouldn't get any harm to come to me." He said, "I'll tell you what happened to my father," Reb Chaim said, "by the stipler." He said, he had exactly the same question. He had a yacht site that went Aliyah. He wanted to take the tochocha. He came to me. I was my father was mitlabeding. The stipler wasn't sure what to do. And then I said, "But what? It's just this Torah. It's a mitzvah. Nobody ever got harmed from Torah." So the stipler bought into it, and he said, "Okay, fine, you can have that." Shortly afterwards, he got a call from America. He said that there was a cousin of his, an uncle of his, whatever, that died, and he's the only inheritor. He inherited a very, very vast amount of money. Okay, Pekitsa is a long story, but Pekitsa, what happened was he had to go to America to take care of all the events, whatever. But stuff, he left his learning. Yeah, to tell you, he became a very big, rich person, a big bald stalker. They say he's a well-known bald stalker. Very, very vast guy, a big bald stalker, but he left his learning. When he came back to Israel, he came to tell the stipler, "You see, getting the tochocha wasn't a bad thing. I became a beer order." The stipler started shaking from terror. He said, "But you left your learning. Look what happened because you took the tochocha. Look at the klala you got." So Prime said, "It's not good to take the tochocha." There are a lot of things in our lives that we need. We know that. We know what we need, and we know she's a local kach pashut, and we don't have solutions to too many of our problems. We don't have too many solutions for our problems. As you get older, it gets worse. There are a lot of problems we have. We don't have solutions. We don't have magic wands. We have lots and lots of issues, and these are serious problems. Parnassus is a serious problem. Chinuch's not a game. And there's only one way to get through Rosh Hashanah. That's to take hold of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, "Kenst mi crossing." Elul is a chana for Rosh Hashanah. What's the hachana? I need a doidi v'doidi li, is to get in touch with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is to be with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and take hold of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to focus on how much we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to build that kesh. That's why it's days of ani l'doidi v'doidi li. When you start something, you have to have the end in mind. What's the end? The end is Simchus Torah, Shmini Atzeres, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. And you start sof ma'aseh v'machshav v'tchila. You start with the end in mind. The end in mind is me and Hashem. You have to start with that. Then you go through Rosh Hashanah, having done all your hachana. You have to do all the preparations. You can't come in there and say, "Well, I can't do anything. Just me, Yaish, and Hashem, you take care of everything." No, you have to do everything you can do. And recognize that what you're doing falls very far short of what's needed. And then you take hold of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you get across the road without any problems. That's the whole idea. That's all the avoider in Elul. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, to grab hold of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to recognize, that's why we learn Shabbat Tochen, the Mod Matim for this Vav, this is the Betochen Vav, is to know that everything in our lives, it's from Hashem. And the success and failure takes place in the area of our Ruchnias Dike endeavors. If only we make Ishtadlis, and we do what we have to do in Ishtadlis, and we have to make Ishtadlis, but the success and the failure takes place in the Milchom in Shemaim, it has nothing to do with what's going on here. That's the avoider, that's the void of Elul. That's why Elul is ani l'doidi v'doidi li. And that's why together with that, there is a bit of trepidation. Because it's a chana for Yom Adin, and the chana for Yom Adin is I'm standing on this side of the river and I can't get across. It's full of crocodiles, this river. And the only way I can get across this river is kenst mi crossing. And you have a problem, any problem. You take hold of Hashem and you say, "Hashem, please will you help me? Help me." You talk to Hashem all the time. Don't forget to say thank you when he takes you across the road. Don't forget to say thank you because there's crocodiles in the river and you're on the wrong side of the river. To say thank you for that as well. What do you mean? When you don't get across, that's what I said. You have to say thank you when you're on the wrong side of the river and then you can't get across because you're not supposed to get across. The chon. Shem's allowed to say no. About that's the avoider. The avoider is to recognize our own frailty, at the same time to recognize the greatness, the assistance we have, and to use that assistance to get through those days. Then you can come into Rosh Hashanah and be makabel umachul shamayim. Then you can coronate Hashem because you understand who you're coronating. Without this king, we're finished. We're in a lot of trouble. So besimcha beroda, you make Hashem your king. And it's easy on Rosh Hashanah because you've been doing it for the whole of Elul already. Every day, a little bit more, being aware of the issues, the problems. Turning them back to Hashem, making your ishtadlis, doing what you have to do. No one says, no, you have to do tshuva. We have to clean ourselves up. We have to fix ourselves for sure. Not a problem. But if we think that it's in the source of our efforts that we're getting through Rosh Hashanah, we're deluding ourselves. We're deluding ourselves. We get through because of the infinite kindness and chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's slichus as well, by the way. Slichus breaks all the rules. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov instituted Shachris Mincha Mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted slichus. Slichus breaks all the rules. What do you mean slichus? You messed up. Fix it up. Pay the bills. Slichus is Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. It breaks all the rules. You can do a Chet HaEgel. A Chet HaEgel. Not we understand what the Chet HaEgel is, but at our level, we understand there was something that happened here that was totally not understandable. You just got the Torah, you saw Hashem, I know you hear Hashem, you died twice with Chesam Aisim, you've just been through Esam Makas, Chesam Yamsuf, and the next day you're dancing around, not that we understand what happened there, well, we don't understand what happened there. What takes care of all of that? Hashem says, Salafti Kit Varecha, we're plugging into that, you know, how we are. We have to make all our effort, at the end of the day, you make all the effort, you realize Hashem, but I'm still a little bit... Still a bit not so posh. I don't feel so well prepared just before I yet hears. Hence me crossing, take hold of Hashem, hold on to you tight, And that's how we get through life, and that's how we get through everything, and that's how you get through Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And then when you come into Sukkot, now you're celebrating. Now you know who you're celebrating with. If you go through Rosh Hashanah and your Kippur on your own, you don't need a Sukkot then. You don't need a Sukkot. Because you've done it. Fine, you've done it. That's not what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says about people who've done it themselves. Yeah, it's not so posh. Anyway, that's the first one. You want me to say this is Shorin? If you don't mind. Thank you. That's the first Nakuda. Is recognize that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are serious business. Prepare yourself for it in Elul. How? By getting in touch with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Hashem's there. He loves us. He wants us. He wants us to reach out to him. And he wants to help us. Do what you have to do, but reach out to him. Okay? That's the first story. The second story. Oh, this is one of my, there's like three lines of the city showing on every page. What's going on? Why is that? What is this? Is Messiah Sishorim? What is this? Where's Perik Chav Gimel?
Yeah.
Boy. Maile mem beis, maile. What's it, maile? Would you mind bringing me Messiah Sishorim? Oh, wait, I got it. No, he's doing his own stuff here, this guy. He's got his own... Sorry, this is like whatever this... I like Messiah somewhere, it's just Ramchal.
I looked for them.
We'll find it eventually. It's got to come back. That is fine. We'll work it out. Here. Have to see where it is.
So part of it. Is it in the tray? You just take the herbs, huh?
I don't know what he's doing here. Do you mind? I'm sorry, Lo, I need Lomi Vin Mawasef. I'm going from Perix to Milers to. Milers. I'm not a big bocky in the Mercedes Historian. Milers. It is. No, there's an Akudia which is not Shaykh to us, but the principle opens up a whole doorway of unbelievable opportunities.
Said that,
well, if you can't find it,
in response to Tesner's answer about hailing a cab, there were circumstances.
Hailing a cab is like the marshal. We're in a marshal, so it's like paying somebody who can't speak Russian. Hailing a cab is you call Hashem.
It's not
Hashem.
Got in the cab, take me across the road, and gave him 10 checks.
Okay, so yeah, the Messiah is short. We're in Shara Nova, which is not back to it. I'm saying that the Rochok, we took my dagger here. We're not learning Messiah is Shorim now. Just I want to extract something he says here. There's a klal that he gives us here, which I'm not talking about the nosei he's dealing with, because we the law is it off bishvileinu. But he teaches us something here, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable. He says something else. Someone pointed this out to me recently, the mamash nifla. Because the person will think more of Yadame Beliboy. Yadame, yes, demon. You have to use your imagination. Rega, he can't sulifnaya based in a godl shall tsva malo. Any minute now, he's going up in front of the based in a godl above. Veshi atzmelifnay melech malchem alochim akorish bochu. Person is to mamish use his demon. He has to see himself going into the based in shaman. He's standing in front of a korish bochu. And he's standing there with all the Kedush and the Tar and the Malachim and the Tzvokah. He said, unbelievable. I have no idea what's going on up there, but just start damning what Zema looks like. There's nothing negative, nothing there. So that you have to imagine. You have to paint the picture in your head. Use the tzio. Again, this is not what we want to. It's not where we want to go. We're not ready for this. We'll learn the principle. And he's standing there. Far away from that. Not in the best matzav. The person would lift his head. You're standing in front of all of that, and you know what your file looks like. You know what's in your file. Yeah? It's like a Lashon Hara, this, that, you'd lift up your head and say, oh, I'm here, Sam. You've been waiting for me. Nachon, here I am. You have what to say? Where's all your gaiva and where's all your cover that you lived in that world with? What are you going to say? You got something to say? Mayana, what would he say to the tochocha? It's not fast. It's not where we want to go. This is the present, right? Okay. This is what we want. He's giving you a segulia, he's giving you something that can mamash alter everything. If a person would just for one moment yitayera adam besichloi, pull the picture in your head, use your dimion properly. Ha'emes hazeh tziur amiti v'chazak. Tziur amiti v'chazak. The proper picture in your head. Paruach tifrach mimena kol ha'gaiva. All the gaiva, he's talking about another, yes. All the gaiva would fly away and disappear. Velo tashuv alav oid. It will never come back to you. You're looking for a segula to get rid of gaiva. Rega achad. Yitzair adem besichloi ha'emes hazeh. Tzir amiti v'chazak. Gaiva's gone, it'll never come back. You have a promise from the Mitzvah Yisharim. But so we're not working on Gaiva, we're not working on Anova, we're not standing in front of the basis. They're law on a soin shalom. That's using the negative. But you can take this klal and use it for the positive. We spoke about this a bit last year as well, I remember. If we would focus on the good things we do, imagine you're standing in front of the basis in Shalmala, yeah? And it's not going so well. Yeah? They're loading up the scales, right? And it doesn't look so promising. But still, we all know who we are. We all know we've got too many things to clap al chet. We could clap al chet from today till the next Gilgul. You won't even scratch the surface. We can't even remember what we've done. That's our problem. Chofetz Chaim had a problem finding 10 minutes of his year, and he was shattered because it was 10 minutes he couldn't find. Yeah? I only have 10 minutes. The rest I can't find. Alibi, I could find 10 minutes. I'm saying we're standing there. We're in a mess. And suddenly you remember, I have to imagine this. There was one time somebody insulted you or whatever, and you were just about to say something and you kept quiet. Ever happened to you?
Yeah.
You were about to say something and you kept quiet. And they put that on the scale, and Hashem said, this guy kept the whole world going. Get out of here with all these avarice. You made it. What do you mean? Tim says, Toilio Oilom al Bli Ma. You know that phrase? Toilio Oilom al Bli Ma. Hashem hangs the world on nothing. That's the translation. Because I'll say, Al Bli Ma, Al Misha Boilem Piv. Hashem keeps the world going. What keeps the world going? Somebody knows how to keep his mouth shut. Al Bli Ma, he's Boilem Piv. He puts brakes on his mouth. Imagine, use what the Sinister is telling you. Imagine once this year, you kept quiet when you should have. You couldn't have spoken, whatever. Somebody did something, you could have said, but I told you not. And you just kept quiet. For 1 second. Besides, the Goyim said you get scarred that even the Malachim can't understand. The Malachim can't imagine it. If the Malachim would use this Dimyon to mitzayer in their head all the unbelievable scar this person's going to get, they can't. The Malachim can't imagine it. Just because he kept his mouth closed for 1 minute. You remember once this year that happened to you? Okay. So you imagine that. You imagine you're standing before the Beis Din Shomala and you remember that? Wow. You remember that on Rosh Hashanah? Wow, you got something to take with you into Rosh Hashanah. And the next time you have an opportunity to speak and you shouldn't, you'll keep quiet. You know why? Because you're remembering, well, this is what's going to be. This is my whole Rosh Hashanah's tally on this. People are standing around talking Lashon Hara and you decide, you know what? You get up and you walk out the room. You ever done that? You ever done that? You saw someone who's downtrodden but miserable and you gave them a smile. You ever done that? Yeah. The next time you see someone who's downtrodden and miserable, you'll smile at him. You know why? Because you know and you've met them yet and you've seen the video of you standing in Shemayim being judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the only thing that got you through was the time you smiled at that person. You know what I'm getting here? You know the message here? Don't look at all the bad things you've done. It doesn't help. You just met Miyash and you're going to Rosh Hashanah feeling like a failure. And our job is to come out of Yom Kippur feeling like a success. It's lachnu. We wanted the tshuva, we did tshuva. It's lachnu. Start now in Elul, remembering the things you did good. And use your koyach hadimyon to put that in front of the Beis Din, because that's what's going to save you on Rosh Hashanah.
But it's not realistic.
It's mamash realistic. Sinus Yisharim is telling you they're more realistic. You're focusing on the times that you did good things, and that's what's saving you, and that's what's giving you the koyach to do it again. I heard this the other day. I heard this idea the other day. I've heard it before as well. Like we even spoke about this last year. But I heard it again. I came home after hearing it, and I'm telling you now, had I not heard it, it would have been a catastrophe. Because I asked somebody to do something for themselves, that I was moise nefesh, an enormous amount to help somebody do something. And all they had to do was just, you know, close the deal, to pick up the phone and make one phone call, and they didn't, and the whole thing fell apart. And I came home and I heard about this. And I could have turned around. If you don't know who did the mistake, that's fine. Who you're going to blame? But I knew exactly who to blame. I made sure Paul standing in front of me, and all I could have said to them was, but I told you, and that would have been a disaster. And in that moment, I'm not showing off, I'm just trying to tell you, the next day already, I was already shooting my mouth off. In the heat of the moment, because I just learned this and I was working on it, I just come from a bad, and in the bad, we mamash worked this sugya, I was able to keep quiet. I was cooking inside. It's another level where you don't even, I was cooking inside, but I was able to keep quiet. Because I spent time imagining what it looks like in Shemayim when I'm mamish in serious trouble, and the time I kept quiet 6 months ago comes into the room, and that's it. Wipes out all my avarim. And I stood at the moment, and I had that moment. I could open my mouth, and it was geshmach. I would have mamish. I was dying to say something. But I knew that at the moment, now I has an unbelievable opportunity to walk to Rosh Hashanah and say, I managed to keep my mouth closed for 1 minute. Then Hashem said in about the second minute, okay, we're not discussing the second minute. First minute's critical. Well, no, and once you mess it up, you keep quiet for 1 minute, it kind of calms itself down, whatever, and things settle, whatever. Afterwards, you can discuss it rationally and logically. I thought, you've lost it. It's game over. It doesn't have to be with the example I'm using. It can be many examples. You give stocker. Guy came to your door. You were tapped out stocker that month. You didn't have any money left in the house. The normal stocker, your lawyer fall out. The lawyer fall, you finished. But you saw the guy and you felt never for him, whatever. So you went and you took some money you put away for your whatever. I don't know, to buy yourself an ice cream or whatever. And your mama, she gave it to the guy. Yeah, whatever. Make your own examples. Look at your own life. As what happens, that comes onto the stage. That. The next time you're in that matzah, you'll see, first of all, you have the courage to do those things, you're given the reason to do them. And second of all, you're going to Rosh Hashanah feeling like you have what to talk about, yeah? And at the same time, know that all of that's nonsense because you need a college ball for it. That was the first shmooze. But you have to take a college ball for with you. But you want to go into the Ani L'Dodi, Hashem loves me. So Hashem's going to take the good things I've done. He's going to allow that to also take place, yeah? If I don't know, keep me up to Club Chet, we'll discuss that as well. We'll get there. We'll deal with the practical tshuva after Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a different kind of tshuva. We maybe should look at that shtickle again. We'll have a look. The Moedika shtick Torah on the difference between the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and the tshuva of the rest of the Asrami tshuva. Because Rosh Hashanah is also the tshuva of the Asrami tshuva. And it doesn't follow the same pattern because there's no Chet and all of that. Also to do video on Rosh Hashanah. So we'll have to discuss that as well. But just two things. Hence me crossing. Recognize how serious the problem is. Ask Hashem to help you take hold of Hashem. Not just ask him, you have to take hold of him. And second of all, use your dimyon. Use your dimyon on the positive, not on the negative. But see the positive stuff you have. It gives a person enormous koyach, unbelievable koyach, to do the right thing. Because you know that it's worthwhile. Guys are sitting around talking Rosh Hashanah. You've used your dimyon to see what that looks like in Shemayim. And you walked out the room, and you know the noise that makes in Shemayim? You walked out the room. Oh, shoot. The juicy piece of Lashon Hara going on here about somebody you don't like so much or whatever. And you know what? You get up and you walk out the room. You know the noise that makes in Shemayim? You know what that saves you in the next world? Okay, so that's some of the stuff.